Welcome to the Good Grit Stories podcast, a weekly podcast telling stories of hope, compassion, and the perseverance of the human spirit. Brought to you by Good Grit Magazine, the character of the South. You can find out more about the podcast and the magazine at goodgritmag.com. Now on to this week's story.
Come Together, Scenic City Supper Club. Words by Jennifer Stewart Cornegay. Read by Matt Godfrey. Considering food's prominent place in Southern culture, it's no surprise that our region's most popular chefs have risen to the level of celebrity status, turning seats at their tables into hot commodities that draw food lovers from all over the country. And the race to attract crowds and earn accolades can get intense. But in Chattanooga, Tennessee, where the culinary scene is really heating up, one chef is offering opportunities for camaraderie to balance the competition, using the connective power of food. I've been fortunate enough to travel around a lot, to food festivals and events, and I've seen this real sense of community among chefs in some of the Southeast's great food cities, said Eric Neal, chef owner at Chattanooga's Easy Bistro and Main Street Meat Market. It was something I thought was lacking a bit here. To remedy the situation, Neil and his wife Amanda, in partnership with Nuga.com, created the Scenic City Supper Club, a chef-centric organization that hosts quarterly pop-up dinners in unique locations and invites chefs to cook, converse, and collaborate in pursuit of a common goal, putting on a stellar culinary event. The old idea that a rising tide lifts all ships really resonated with us, and we wanted to build something that would get our city's culinary professionals working together in a non-competitive environment, he said. The inaugural event was in the spring of 2015, and the dinners have continued to grow in size and scope ever since, increasing from 50 guests to 130 at the most recent, most ambitious event yet, Foundry and Firewater Barbecue. Held at a soon-to-be-reimagined and redeveloped historic foundry not far from the Tennessee River that rolls right through downtown, the 8th SCSC event invited folks to ruminate on the many changes happening in a post-industrial Chattanooga, while also chewing on the meat-heavy meal spearheaded by guest chef Pat Martin of Martin's Barbecue in Nashville, who worked with local chefs like Nathan Lindley of Public House, Molly Follett of Terra May, and Andrew and Jeffrey Hennin of Bones Smokehouse. It was a really different aesthetic than what we've done in the past, but just part of our progression, Neil said. The orange glow of bare bulb string lights illuminated a long wooden table in the shell of a brick and rusted metal building. Patches of grass pushed through the dirt floor, and late afternoon sunbeams streamed in via broken windows. Missing doors and walls revealed nearby tree-covered hills, while a fire pit blazed and crackled out front, perfuming the air with billows of pork and beef-scented smoke. The menu included starters of smoked sausage, ham salad, and pork spare ribs, a first course of vinegary wilted cabbage salad with salty bacon and tangy goat cheese, an entree of meltingly tender beef brisket and roasted butternut squash, and to finish, a trio of treats, silky sweet potato and cheesecake mousses accented with a cinnamon macaron, all washed down with Bell Mead bourbon-based cocktails, wine, and Blackberry Farm Brewery beers. Like its predecessors, the late October dinner sold out quickly, proving that diners are digging what SCSC is dishing out. But it's not really about the guests, as Neil explained. The reason this exists is so we, the chefs, can work together and come together and bond over the food we are making, he said. We want the guests to enjoy the experience, of course, but they are the happy recipients of what we are doing. It's really about the chefs, cooks, and others in the industry creating relationships that will inspire and expand Chattanooga's culinary community. The family-style seating and serving, as well as a two-ticket-per-purchase limit, foster fellowship among the guests, too. There is such diversity at each event. The only common thread among these folks is that they want to be here, Neil said. Most of them don't know each other, and so I love looking out at the table about halfway through first course and seeing all these strangers chatting with each other. They've relaxed and let the moment and the food wash over them. This entire concept is about just that, community building.
Today's story was read by Matt Godfrey with original music by Kyle Carpenter and Wilder Adkins. Make sure to subscribe to Good Grit Stories through your listening app of choice. And if you like Good Grit Stories, please leave us a review. It helps more than you know. As always, you can find these stories and many more at goodgritmag.com, where you can sign up for our weekly newsletter and get a subscription to the magazine. And if you use the promo code GRITTY, you'll get 20% off your subscription. Thanks so much for listening, and we'll see you all next week for another installment of Good Grit Stories.